The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
We're also talking about the presidency, which is where we pick it up now at 5 minutes past 11, because all the names are strewed across the papers. Who will be running? Mairead McGuinness, Mary Lou McDonald, Catherine Connolly, looking as though she is going to be the first one on the ballot with her nominations. And joining me now to discuss is former minister, broadcaster, former part of the furniture in News Talk, Ivan Yates. Ivan, thanks for coming on the show. We might start with Catherine Connolly because she does look like she's going to be the first on the ballot. A lot of people I've been talking to over the weekend, they're kind of loosely aware of who she is, but maybe not a great idea what she stands for, who she, you know, where does she come from, all the rest of it. So what do you make of her chances?
So I think she has 12, 13 from TDs, 20 is the required figure, as you know, from the Soc Dems. Don't necessarily see Labour biting. Labour in Galway, even going back to Michael Dee's times, Catherine Connolly was a kind of independent republic of that. So I don't think Labour are signed up. I certainly don't think Sinn Féin are signed up to her. I think she'll get people for profit. I think Brian Stanley and a few independent TDs will back her. I don't think they have the resources to put up a kind of €500,000 nationwide postering campaign. She's quite quiet spoken. She's a former last count caller. She is very Galway West, Galway centric. Quite senior, probably not due to stand in the next general election in 5 years' time. I would say if 12.5% to get your expenses back, I think that would be a good outcome if she got more than that.
Okay, see, because a lot of people in government see her as a potential consensus candidate, you know, sort of soft left, pro-Palestine, kind of inoffensive, and that she might just end up being last person standing if we get a few big names who keep knocking lumps out of each other. Inoffensive,
well,
I suppose.
Well, I think if you look at where we were 6 weeks ago versus now, she was that potential candidate with the full support of the Greens, Sinn Féin, Labour and the Soc Dems. That's not happening. Sinn Féin won't be. Sinn Féin will have their own candidate now. So therefore, I think it's a typical division of the left. And I think the inclusion of people before profit will actually copper fasten that because, you know, people before profit like Paul Murphy won't be able to resist attacking the other left-wing candidates that may or may not arise. So I actually, you know, I'm nothing against her personally. You never know what's going to come out in the campaign. But I don't see her as a charismatic person. But on the central point, does she have left unity before she gets national unity? I don't think there's anyone in FGFF quaking their boots over that.
Let's talk about some of the other left candidates then. And Mary Lou McDonald this week not ruling herself out for Sinn Féin. Shane Coleman of This Parish is writing this morning. He thinks it's a straight up shot now at the moment. It looks like at least between McGuinness and Mary Lou for president. What do you make of what she had to say in the week? Like, is she just testing the waters or do you think she's serious about a run?
So it's the biggest career decision of her life to go for this. If she wants it, she will get the nomination. The party process internally within Sinn Féin came up with the conclusion that they wanted the Sinn Féin brand, the National Unity Border Poll cause advanced, and they weren't in favour of a left unity candidate. That left them with three possibilities. You have basically John Finucane, you have Michelle O'Neill, or Mary Lou. Mary Lou, it's a high-risk strategy. Because if she doesn't make it, she will have opened her own exit door on being Taoiseach. And that's something you can never really resile from and could be the beginning of the end of her leadership. And it's essentially saying she doesn't see herself imminently being Taoiseach. If she loses, I think she's in a weaker position. If she wins, they'd have to find a new leader. And while Pierce Doherty is all in favour of that, I don't see someone straddling the kind of north, south, east, west, and all the different urban, rural conundrums of Sinn Féin. But put it like this, she would be a very serious candidate. But the most important thing, if Mary Lou is the candidate, it forces Fianna Fáil to get off the subs bench, and to they can just about tolerate, and probably not, looking at Mairead McGuinness and Fine Gael sort of giving tepid support, even through, say, a Mary Hanafin or a weak candidate providing a sweeper role for transfers. That is just about barely tolerable. They really have been sleepwalking through this whole thing. And I can see if Mary Lou's the candidate, huge pressure within Fianna Fáil will come on Micheál Martin to stand himself. Every Fianna Fáiler I talk to say he's the only candidate who would beat Mary Lou, and that he's seriously open to it because they feel he'd win.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard nothing in the last year emanating from Micheál and his close cohort, other than his son Michael A is ready to run in the next general election. He is looking forward to 2.5 years as Taoiseach. He's worked very hard to get to this position. He has a programme for government of his majority of 20, and he has the EU presidency July to December 26th. I don't see him being remotely interested in this, no matter how much pressure, and if he has an arm wrestle between Fianna Fáil and his own best interests, I think his own best interests will prevail. I would just say there is another... So Fianna Fáil are in a bit of a cleft stick if Mary Lou runs. This suddenly becomes a serious branded election, and so therefore you have a sort of left candidate, you have a Sinn Féin candidate, you have a Fine Gael candidate. Can the largest party in the state sit idly by? I think that's very, very difficult. So they either come up with some Lazarus-like figure that gets them out of jail, and anyone that's been suggested has, you know, the celebrity status, Miriam O'Callaghan or whatever, has said no. The one person I keep a slight eye out on, because I got a tremor during the week when Catherine Connolly was working the phones to get her 20, someone independent said to me that they'd much prefer Michael Healy-Ray to be the independent candidate. Michael Healy-Ray is seen in Dublin and so on by the media with the cap and so on. It's a bit of a figure of fun. He actually is an authentic voice for rural Ireland, and he is well respected. Now, a bit like the left. There's so many different independent Ireland and different groups. But put it like this, I think he would send a message on behalf of rural Ireland, but I think he's a very smart guy, and I wouldn't underestimate him. But at the end of the day, Fianna Fáil have decided they're not going to play their hand of cards until September. So I think we'll have... So the first hurdle to jump is this Wednesday, we'll have Mairead McGuinness and Catherine Connolly declared. That means we've definitely got a contest. I think the next step would be Sinn Féin showing their hand and picking someone, perhaps in August, and then all eyes on Fianna Fáil. And also you should say with Fianna Fáil, if they get involved and roll up their sleeves, they're going to say to anyone like Peter Casey, Ming Flanagan, don't be thinking that you're going to get four local authority nominations so easy, insofar as if we have skin in the game, we won't be, our councillors, whatever it is, hundreds of them, won't be facilitating any council nominations. So I do see it as a kind of game of dominoes. But if Sinn Féin don't run a heavyweight candidate, Fianna Fáil are less obligated to throw the kitchen sink at it.
Mm. And all the money that comes with that. It'll be interesting to see what dominoes fall this week. Ivan Yates, thanks a million for joining us on the show this morning. I'm also joined on the line now by Paul Murphy, People Before Profit TD. Paul, good morning. You nominated Catherine Connolly within your party and has recommended that the party and their supporters back her for the presidential election. A lot of people wouldn't be all overly familiar with Catherine Connolly outside of the Oireachtas. Why is it that you have decided to put your backing behind an independent?
Yeah, I think Catherine Connolly is going to make a really excellent candidate of the left, putting forward left and socialist values in the presidential debate. And I think if she was elected, and I think she has a real chance of being elected, she would make an excellent president, continuing in many ways the positive tradition of Michael D. Higgins, of being a principled voice for workers' rights, for women's rights, for neutrality against the galloping militarization, against imperialism, against what we're seeing in Gaza, the horror of genocide. And she has a long record of campaigning on all of these matters and is an extremely articulate representative of our views, broadly speaking, in terms of the left. So I think, and we and certainly the People for Profit Steering Committee think that she will make a really excellent candidate. And I have to say, I'm genuinely enthusiastic about the campaign. I think it can energise thousands of people across the country to get involved in what is going to be a debate about what sort of Ireland do we want to have over the coming years.
Mm. We've just had Ivan Yates on, and he said that obviously this isn't yet at least a united candidate of the left. Very likely that Labour might not back her, that Sinn Féin could run their own candidate, and said that, you know, People Before Profit's endorsement, and particularly mentioning you, in fact, would lead to, you know, your left candidate and your supporters criticising the other left candidate, and once again, the left is split and neither gets elected.
Well, I certainly hope not. I respect the fact that Sinn Féin and the Labour Party, they have their own internal processes, as have we, and they'll have to make their own choice about who to back, if to back anyone, if to run their own candidate in the case of Sinn Féin. But I'm certainly hopeful that they will get behind Catherine Connolly and that we can have a very united campaign of the left. I think if that happens, it's a very positive signal to people about what can happen in the next general election. And that's certainly a context in which we're looking at this presidential election. We think there needs to be a left government, there needs to be a government without Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, there needs to be a government that stands up for ordinary people against the big developers, the big corporate landlords, the big polluting corporations, the big tech corporations that are represented by this current government and that have been effectively since the foundation of the state. And so for us, this is a potential step in that direction.
Mm.
But it's also understandable that, look, parties have their own pace of going through things, deciding what they're going to do. Ultimately, if there were two progressive candidates in the field, this is a single transferable vote. People can transfer from one to the other. But I suppose we'll probably see where we're at by early September in terms of other parties.
Yeah, and who's actually out there. I suppose the favourite at the moment, as much as there can be this far out from the election, is Mairead McGuinness of Fine Gael, and is the other big name out there. Do you think that a left unity candidate with the support of most of, if not all, the left is probably the only way you're going to beat a government candidate?
Well, I mean, elections have their own dynamics, right? So people can emerge, particularly presidential elections, there's like very big fluctuations in the polls. People emerge, capture public's imagination, and then can be knocked back or can keep going. So I think it's very genuinely very early days yet. I think what's most likely is that effectively the presidential election will be a three-way contest. On the one hand, probably Mairead McGuinness and or a Fianna Fáil candidate who effectively, you know, from the point of view of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, they want to take the presidency back into what they see as a safe pair of hands. You know, these are the parties who have dominated the state since its foundation. I would say these are the parties that are responsible for the housing crisis, the huge inequality, who are driving an agenda of militarization. So that on the one hand. I think you're likely to have a second candidate of kind of populist right, which aims to take people's anger at the real problems that exist in our society and direct it against asylum seekers, against refugees, against LGBTQ people. So take people's anger, but instead of directing it upwards at those at the top who are responsible, direct it at vulnerable people. And I think that's the context where I think Catherine can do extremely well as being a third pole that says there are huge problems in our society. They're unnecessary in this rich society that we have, and the responsibility is not those at the bottom. And Catherine doesn't kick down, she kicks upwards. And I think that can be a powerful galvanizing message when people are thinking about, you know, what sort of country are we now? What sort of country do we want to become? But obviously that's all to be seen.
Absolutely. And a bitter time to run in it yet, as they say. Paul Murphy, People Before Profit TD, thanks a million for joining us on News Talk.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.